Hello and welcome to Jumpstart Weekly, the manga podcast where every week we read every chapter of Shonen Jump on Viz's website, as well as another collected volume of manga. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your host, Kevin.
And this week we read Haikyuu, volume 41, nearly done with Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, we have Shonen Jump. What did you think of Shonen Jump this week, Kevin?
Not super great.
I thought more good than bad, though I can agree with you, I think.
Yeah, I guess I can see that, but I was less enthused about the stuff that I liked, if that makes any sense.
No One Piece is always bad
mm-hmm.
for morale. But we will start with Blue Box number 166, The Feeling Is, which I thought was very good.
Yes, Blue Box was amazing this week. I really liked the whole thing with him, like, everyone being like, oh, well, you're clearly into your childhood friend, right? And he's like, no, I was, but she's kind of being a bitch right now, so.
And I like Taki being like, man, she sucks, Kyo. You should go be in a love triangle with someone else. Yeah, I like that. I really like the ending of it.
Yeah, and honestly, the like just the little bit of she's still dressed up like Sadako and she's pushing him on a cart.
Yes.
And like one of the random passerby goes, did Sadako just kidnap a dude? It's like just really funny. Like we're having this tense moment, but like the people in the hallway don't know that. So they just see Sadako pushing some dude on a cart. Like, did Sadako just kidnap somebody? Man, this culture festival is wild.
Indeed. Anything else you want to say about Blue Box, Kevin?
Nope.
That takes us to Jujutsu Kaisen number 271, From Now On, the final chapter of Jujutsu Kaisen, Kevin.
Yeah, I think if in the ending chapter you have a flashback to something that you need to make the emotional impact of the ending happen, like in the same chapter, it's not a good ending.
I will play devil's advocate. I suspect I have actually ranked this chapter lower than you. But I see people with Gojo Sensei shirts on all the time mm-hmm. in my day-to-day life. And so I get why they are relating this to Gojo in the end and how, like, the manga is kind of about Gojo trying to create a new generation in his image.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the whole point of this last mission is that at the end, Itadori kind of handles it the way he believes Gojo would have liked him to.
Mm-hmm.
It's I get what they're going for. It's a very strange ending. It's very strange to me that Jujutsu Kaisen was only 271 chapters.
Yeah.
Because it feels way longer than Haikyuu, which we're in the 340s on.
Yep.
And we're almost to the end of it. But that's about 100 chapters more, and it feels like less happened in Haikyuu in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
It just continues to be a really weird ending for Jujutsu Kaisen, and it's weird to me how Gojo kind of took over that manga in a lot of ways. Like, there's only one arc, two if you're counting his fight with, what's his name at the end? Why can't I not think of the
Sukuna?
Main villain? Yeah, Sukuna at the end. But he kind of took over the manga as the face of it and eclipsed the main character in a lot of ways that I don't think was ultimately good for it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's one of the reasons I was really disappointed it was ending, is because it could have gotten away with that with even one arc, I think.
Yeah, I think if Gojo had died, and then Itadori had an arc of growing in the absence of Gojo, I think would have done a lot for it. But I agree with you. It's like, hey, it's all about Gojo-sensei. It's like, but, I mean, yeah, he's a very cool character, and I like it. But at the same time, he's not the main character. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird because Itadori kind of didn't end up having any character change at the end.
Yeah.
Like, at the beginning, he wanted to help people. Because of the situation he was in at the end, he helps this person who's in a situation like he was at the beginning.
Yep.
And it's just very strange.
Yes, I would agree. Very strange.
Yeah, my first note is, what a weird ending.
Yep.
Next up, we have Hakutaku Chapter 2, Continue. Is this giving you Bakuman vibes, Kevin?
A little bit, yeah.
Brackets positive, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm still liking it. I didn't know the other character was a girl, but, you know.
I almost called you out. I'm like, I was 99% sure she was a girl. You're bad at gender, it turns out,
I am.
Kevin, when you're
reading
manga.
I just don't see gender. No, I assume
sure
everyone's
a girl,
a man.
But you said guy, I'm like, that could be a real feminine man, I guess. We'll see. But I'm pretty sure it's a girl, and I decided not to say anything last week.
Yep.
And this week, it's very clear, and I'm like, ah, Kevin's going to find out this week, I guess.
Yep. And I found out this week, but I guess I just wasn't paying that much attention. But still, I'm definitely getting the positive Bakuman vibes of, yeah, we're going to be, you know, a pair of game developers, and I kind of like the, well, I'm really good at, like, you know, video game assets and music and all this other stuff, but I don't have that creative spark to make it fun or to make the game click with the audience.
Yeah, it's really interesting, too, because Bakuman is about a pair at its core, right?
Yep.
And, like, in manga, I mean, in American comics, pairs of two are with a few supporting cast are very comic in comic creation. Mm-hmm. But in manga, it's typically sole person driven, right?
Correct.
Whereas this is starting with the idea that, yeah, most games are developed by large teams of people.
Yep.
And so that creates a lot of interesting opportunity for more cast.
Correct.
Although that would drive it away from those Bakuman vibes. So
it would, but it wouldn't necessarily be bad, especially if they kept the cast kind of small. You know what I mean? Like, they add a composer, they add like one other person. So it's like a 4-person squad, like a very tight team would still have those. I mean, it's not going to have exactly the same, but it's definitely going to have that very tight. Here's our little group. We're going to make video games that I think would be really good.
Yeah, I'm still excited for this after two chapters, which is a good sign.
Yes.
Next, we have Kagurabachi, chapter 51, Samura. What did you think of Kagurabachi this week, Kevin?
I liked it. I mean, I know it's the trope of, hey, we're going to have this guy job on a bunch of people. But I just kind of liked, I cut out my eyes so that I wouldn't see worldly pleasures. And then he's like, but I need to go take a smoke. Wasn't smoking a worldly pleasure? Well, I'm not lighting it, but I'm just going to stick it in my mouth. It's like, okay, but so like the people poking fun at him for that.
Yeah, he's very tropey, but he feels good enough.
Yeah.
It's not like, that's not the criticism I give with a lot of generic shonen manga. I'm like, I feel like I've seen this 100 times. I have seen this 100 times, but I also enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like it. I've seen The Blind Swordsman, that's really good. Yeah. I've seen...
I've read a Daredevil comic before.
Mm-hmm. I've seen these kind of things. He seems different than most blind swordsmen, I guess a bit less wise. I really like the bit where he's in the temple and he's like, hey, I'm sorry about this, and then you guys are going to hell. Ooh, I guess I am too, considering I just murdered a bunch of dudes in a temple.
Yeah, that's another trope I've seen a lot. I think it's just you combine enough tropes and it feels like there's enough going on with a guy.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about Kagurabachi?
Nope.
Next we have Shinobi Undercover, Chapter 3, Teamwork. Kevin, I'm so excited we don't have to talk about Shinobi Undercover anymore,
I know.
Except when we rank it. I mean, it was fine.
It was
one unit of shonen manga. I read it. There was an action. There was a tension. There was a release.
Yep.
There were some shonen manga characters in it.
There were. The fight scenes weren't anything to write home about, though. Like,
no, but they weren't a mess either.
They weren't. But it was just like, all right, he kicked one dude out a window. That was like really the only action we saw, which I guess I was like, it was kind of nice, but not. It wasn't like, oh my god, that kick was amazing, or it also wasn't, wait, what the hell happened? So
this is the best sample series at the end of a series about drawing manga with an example I've ever read, Kevin.
That's totally fair.
Next up is Sakamoto Days, Days 184. Told ya, which is, like, fine. Again.
Actually, I liked it.
I liked it more than last week with, like, the pull the breaker is always a good action character bit. The three dead cockroaches is kind of eye-rolly to me. Why is this character here already?
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, like, three people are going to die. Yeah, but, like, I know it's not going to be those three. So, like, it would have been more interesting if, like...
I mean, Boyle could have died.
Boyle could have died. I did like him being like, holy shit, these kids are hard-boiled. And kind of his little thing of like, well, you know, after I got my ass kicked by Sakamoto, I was doing some illegal shit, which landed me here, and now I realized, like, well, I was dumb. But my thought wasn't like, or the main character is going to die. Like, no, of course not. If anything, it's going to be like three of the other dudes in that freezer, like, ended up dying kind of thing.
Yeah. I didn't care for it. I we're going to get to it, and I'm going to have it ranked quite high, because there's a lot of stuff I did.
Yes.
Like about it. The fight is good, like I said. Just, like, the shell around it.
That's fair.
Next, we have Undead Unluck number 224, Good Luck, where, why can't I remember her name? My joke doesn't work if I can't remember her name.
Fuko?
Where Fuko does the tutorial on how this boss is going to work to her party.
Yep.
I feel like maybe we have too many characters, because, like, in One Piece, when everyone gets a one-on-one, I'm mega hyped, and in this, I'm like, oh, we're going to have 10 one-on-ones. That's so many.
I think it's just, you know, we're more attached to the Straw Hats than
we are. I mean,
there's
certainly that, but I like Gina a lot, and I like Gina a lot.
I also don't think it's 10 one-on-ones. I think a couple of them are
there are
going to
be 2-on-1s for sure. Rip is, and the girls are probably all together.
I think because I think
the Chinese guy and the Chinese gal are probably together. I agree with that. It's going to be Bruce.
I think there's like 7 or 8 fights if I remember the setup correctly. But yeah, so
it's the most JRPG boss thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to say on it? Next is Akanabanishi Story 128, Time at Last, which I like this chapter. It's very beatish, in like a super long term way.
Yeah.
It feels like it's separating the first half of the series from the second half. And like, I'm not drawing that distinction saying we're halfway done or anything.
No, I know what you mean.
It feels like that large of a beat.
It feels like this isn't we're halfway done. It's like, all right, and on to like the next part.
Yeah.
You know, like when a book will have like, all right, part two. Like it's literally, there's so like much of a shift.
The shonen manga would have a time skip here.
Yes.
Right? And maybe we will. I don't think we will, but
I don't think so either. Maybe a little tiny one.
Just because Akanabanishi is already very free with time skips when he wants them. So I don't think we're going to have a major one here. What did you think of the facial expressions of the antagonist here? Do you think he is excited or upset? Because I read them a number of times trying to figure out where I landed on that.
I think it's kind of both, if that makes any sense. Like, there's definitely several where he's upset, but I think he's upset with himself.
Yeah, I think my not knowing is intentional. Mm-hmm. I think it speaks to the quality of the series and not like a lack of clarity. But I wanted to know what your read on it was.
Yeah, my read was, I think he's upset with himself because he's essentially failed to get the story correct. And he's excited that somebody might do it, but he's also upset that it isn't him, if that makes any... Like, he's pissed at himself, he's pissed at Akane, but he's also excited about maybe someone will do it. Like, I wanted it to be me, but as long as somebody does it, that's good.
Anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
Last but not least, we have Mission Yozakura Family, Mission 244, the 10th generation Yozakura couple. Which, you know, happened. I don't know. It's a big event, Kevin,
yes.
But it doesn't excite me at all.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, this is fine.
Taiyo's possessing going to be evil, but that was their plan.
Yeah, because Taiyo's going to break out from the inside. Ha-ha! I liked the cute Mitsumi bits where she was like, I can't get a hug now. I'm trying to be cold and stern. And he's like, no.
Yeah, the why did you dodge my hug bit is quite funny. I will agree with that.
That put it up quite a few ranks from what it would have been, because I was like, all right,
fair.
That was cute.
It didn't for me, but maybe it should have.
It didn't. Actually, it went fairly high, and a lot of it was because I was like, all right, that was really cute. And it's not that I don't like this big confrontation, but like you said, I'm not super hyped about it either. I'm just kind of like, okay, cool, here, we're doing this part now.
Anything else you want to say about Shonen Jump, Kevin?
Nope.
That takes us to Jump Card. Jump Card is a segment where every week we rate everything in Shonen Jump, not just what we talk about every week. What do you have at number 20, Kevin?
That's where I have New Ace.
That's fair. I have it a bit higher just because, like, this is the point of New Ace, and it's weird, and I don't like it, but it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
This is the best New Ace can be in a lot of ways, which made me put it above some other stuff that I didn't think was great this week.
Yeah, it just... It kind of, especially with Jujutsu Kaisen.
You can't help but think of Jujutsu Kaisen when you read this chapter, can you?
I could not help but think about Toto asking, you know, what kind of girl do you like? And like that being a big philosophical question posed that way. You know, it's like, why do hot dogs come in packages of 8, but hot dogs buns only come in packages of 6?
Because of the size of ovens.
Yes, I understand that, but like it's a question posed to make you think, not of the answer, but like of the question itself. And so Toto would ask people, what kind of girl do you like? And the answer basically...
He wanted you to have an answer that you were excited about.
He wanted you to have an answer you were excited about and have a reason, like, you know, not just like, you know, what kind of girls do you like? Pretty ones? That's boring. Like, have some kind of meaning behind your answer. And so that's what this felt like as well, only it just wasn't as good.
Yeah. I have me and Rebecca at 20.
That's totally fair.
I get that, like, I actually do think comedy series should have these kinds of chapters that reference what's going on in the manga when big series are ending. Especially because, like, that can be confusing for kids, sounds, is not quite what I mean. And traumatic is too strong a word.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, having talk about it, like, there was that issue of Protect Me, Momonosuke. Momonosuke? Was that his name?
Shugamaru.
Shugamaru, thank you. Protect Me, Shugamaru. About Magu-chan.
Yeah.
That we both really liked. And I think there's a place for this, but I didn't particularly like this.
I think part of the problem is, I would agree with you, this is a nice thing for comedy series to do. I just don't want it to be me, Roboco, doing it. So yeah. It's my number 19, and I completely agree with it. I was like, yeah, I didn't like it.
I have Ultimate Exorcist Kyoshi at 19. I just don't need... We're doing an homage to the worst part of the Chunin exam without the parts that made that good, which are Orochimaru showing up and Sasuke and Naruto's relationship really hitting this tense edge.
Yep. It went a bit higher for me because of a little bit of like the world building reveal of the one guy being like, hey, I have my own tattoos, which like makes Kyoshi seem even more interesting considering he's just firing them off constantly. And this guy was like, well, I had one shot and that almost knocked me out. And then the bit with the monster dog being like, dude, just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, it just didn't do anything for me.
It's like, I completely agree with that. Or I completely understand that. It did a little bit for me, so it went a bit higher.
What do you have at 18?
That's where I have Super Psychic Policeman Chojo. He becomes an idol, and...
There was something, like, I have it a bit higher because there was one joke in it. That
gotcha.
That one was good, but I do not remember it now.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I'm not a fan of the perv character in general. Not that I don't, like, hate the trope of the perv character, I just don't specifically like this one.
Both for me, but...
Yeah, they can be done well.
I think what I liked about it was them being like, oh no, it's totally fine that you're cross-dressing in here, Shujo, because clearly you're not going to do anything. And they're like the protagonist who's not interested in girls, so mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. And also the, like, absurdity of, like, last time you asked us to work at a supermarket, this has gone past 11.
You want me to not only be an idol, you want me to cross-dress as a female idol. And you're right, I did like the bit where Chojo's like, are you guys okay with me being here? Yeah, we actually feel safer with you here.
You're a cop. What's the worst that could happen? You're a Japanese cop.
That's both refreshing and like, I could almost see him being like, fuck, that makes me feel so, like, I feel both thrilled and you broke my damn heart that, like, I'm that, you know, not that I was gonna, yeah, I was like, not that I was gonna do anything anyway, but, like, the fact that you're just totally fine with this shit.
I have Astro Royale at 18.
Okay.
It just, like, the flashback didn't do anything for me. It's really, overwrought is not quite the right term because we want high drama in our mm-hmm. shonen flashbacks like this, right?
Yeah.
But we already knew the parents were dead. We already knew the crooked cop was bad, and I think, like, crooked cop characters are more interesting when they're less totally evil. He's already a cop. We already know he's the worst thing you can be. You don't have to also make him a super murderer.
Yep. The big thing for me was that he used to work for the government.
I mean, cops already work for the government.
Like, I know, but he seemed more like a...
I know what you mean, but that was not a meaningful distinction to me.
For me, it was a thing of, like, he used to be a federal agent, like FBI, something along that lines, and then got demoted, essentially, probably for fucking up whatever the hell happened here, beyond murdering the two people. So it went a bit higher for me.
What do you have at 17?
17 is where I put Yo-Kai Buster.
There is a joke in this chapter of Yo-Kai Buster that's going to get me every time. So
that's fair.
So it went pretty high, and this a week that we didn't think was the best.
Yeah, that's fair. It just didn't get me, so...
17 is where I put Mission Yuzukura Family.
Okay.
Like I said, maybe I should have put it higher for that hug bit, because I did think that was funny and cute, but I didn't. What do you have at 16?
16 is where I put Witch Watch. I'm not a fan of the bread thing the second time.
Yeah, and I get what they're going for here, but it seemed like a weird place to put this emotional catharsis chapter.
Also, the emotional catharsis through the stupid bread thing, like, just made it not land correctly.
I think it's also probably a translation thing, because it's got to talk in puns, so
yeah.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah, and that could be it. That it didn't land because it was doing a bunch of bread puns. That
I think it's more that I completely overlooked that aspect of it because of the translation.
Versus I didn't. I was just kind of like, all right, so we're having this big emotional moment, but it's just not landing correctly because it's bread puns that I don't get that then she has to translate for me.
I have New Age Exorcist at 16.
Okay.
Like I said, I think this is kind of the best New Age Exorcist can be. I think while you can't not think of Jujutsu Kaisen in this, this is the right thing to steal from Jujutsu Kaisen. The timing is just odd on it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was great, but also the ending, kind of funny, kind of tense. I like New Age more when it's this weird romantic comedy with a shonen fight thing going on in the background than when it's bad shonen fight explanations.
Yeah, that's fair.
What do you have at 15?
That's where I have Kill Blue. I think one of the weird bits was somebody being like, oh my god, he almost killed that guy. I was like, using live swords. Like, what? I get that this world is weird. Yeah, I was like, I get that this world is weird, but like, you watched a guy punch the ground so hard he created a dust cloud, and then people are throwing literal live blades around. Like, what do you think is happening here?
To the touch.
Yeah. We're going to First Blood. Well, you know, people think First Blood means, oh, I nicked you once, but if I slit your throat, that's still First Blood and you still die.
I have Witch Watch here. Gotcha. I didn't think it was much better than you did.
Fair.
What do you have at 14?
That's where I put Jujutsu Kaisen. It's not the ending I wanted for the series.
It's, like, okay on its own. I get what it's going for. But, like, and I think it's also not the ending I wanted for the series, but after last chapter, this is as good as... I can't imagine how you do this chapter better after you do
last
chapter.
That's fair. And then, like I mentioned, the bit where you have to have a flashback to a event to make your emotional beat
Gojo hit. Was important enough that I get wanting to have him in this chapter, and I think that's the way to do it. It doesn't bug me as much as it bugs you.
Fair.
But I do get where you're going. I have Super Psyche Policeman Shoujo here. I didn't think it was amazing. There were a couple jokes I liked. Gotcha. What do you have at 13?
13 is where I put Ash Royale. I guess I just like the flashback drama a bit more.
It's where I have Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
For all the defending I did of it, I had it one slot higher. What do you have at 12?
12 is where I put Ultimate Exorcist. Like I said, there was those couple of bits that I liked a bit more, but I agree with you. This is kind of just the, okay, cool.
12's where I have Undead Unluck, because a lot of my list got kind of divided in terms of above or below Jujutsu Kaisen.
Gotcha.
And everything above is like, well, that moved the story forward, whereas Jujutsu Kaisen stopped its story. So
yeah.
This is better. I didn't really like what was going on in Undead Unluck. I thought it was a boring setup.
Yeah, fair.
But it moved forward. What do you have at 11?
11 is where I put Shinobi Undercover. Sure was a chapter.
It sure was. It's where I have Kill Blue.
Gotcha.
What do you have at number 10?
10 is where I put Ichi the Witch. I don't know, just kind of like, all right, cool, so we finally made it to the Witch Academy or whatever, and
Ichi has a really weird pacing, I think. Mm-hmm. Really, I don't think it's weird. I think it's very slow.
Yeah.
And that might bite it in the ass in terms of votes and such, but I do actually kind of respect that about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Despite thinking the second chapter was weird. I have Shinobi Undercover.
Gotcha.
Sure was a chapter. What do you have at 9?
9 is where I put Undead Unluck. All right, like you said, it's like, all right, break up to deal with the ads before the boss.
Yep. 9's where I put Yokai Buster Murakami.
Kay.
The joke about him being like, yes, but this is what I'm into, is going to get me every single time. It does not matter. And I also do really like the fox girl just being like, going to this yandere for romantic advice and being like, what did I expect?
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy. What do you have at number 8?
8 is where I put the Elusive Samurai.
Same, actually. So I have recently, I listened to a comic book podcast about two people who have recently discovered Berserk, and their opinion is that you're allowed to have rape in your story as long as it's good as Berserk, which is to say you're not allowed to have rape in your story.
Yep.
And there's a lot of stuff I liked in this Elusive Samurai chapter. We both have it at number 8,
yeah.
But like, it could have gone a lot higher.
Yeah, that scene. Oof.
And like, is there historical precedent for that? Because weirdly, it's better if this is a historical event. That's the craziest sentence I may have ever said.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't help the story that it happened, right? And so, like, I'm sympathetic to this character because I like her already.
Yeah, but I think it's going to make it, I think it's going to make it even better when he turns and saves her, because like, she had basically been like, oh shit, I want to get out.
Yeah, I get what they're going for. You didn't need to go that far. Like, is the story better because you went that far? And I don't think the answer is yes.
Fair. That's very fair.
I still have it at the same spot for you, and it's still pretty high.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about me.
It had good bits, but yeah, that bit definitely is like a...
If you put that in the chapter, it's all anyone's going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how good the rest of it is.
Yep.
What do you have at number 7?
7 is where I put Mission Nozakura. Like I said, I liked the cute Mutsumi Taiyo bits.
7's where I have Akamabamashi. Like I said, it's a big stretched out breath, mm-hmm. but it is what it is. What do you have at number 6?
Akamabamashi. I would agree with you.
That's where I have Sakamoto Days.
Gotcha.
Which, you know, I was super critical of, but mm-hmm. like I said, I did like it.
Yep.
I just, there's, talking about it, all I can think about are the bits I didn't like.
Fair.
What do you have at number 5?
That's where I have Hakutaku. I'm excited for this going forward. Like you said, this is definitely my favorite of the series, although I'm still very much rooting for Ichi the Witch to do well, mainly because of the illustrator. Like, I just want her to do well. And I'm still liking Ichi the Witch, and obviously I still really like this series.
Well, speaking of Ichi the Witch and its illustrator, Ichi the Witch is what I have at number 5.
Gotcha.
This is the first chapter I put above you, and mm-hmm. it's maybe not the first chapter I really liked, but I just really liked the way he was drawn jumping. Mm-hmm. And jumping is such a great superpower for comics. They yep. ruined Superman by having him fly in the radio show, where it would be very boring to say he jumped and he jumped and he jumped a bunch yep. of times. And that making flight his power in the comics. Because it's just like, drawing Superman flying is just kind of statically drawing him in the air.
Yep.
Whereas jumping is an action. And I love wall kicks. And I also love the idea of him having witch boots because they're a magical item and these big heels. And I love these like... gothic Lolita witch boots that are yep. part of his costume because they have this power. And I kind of like the way they recruited this new character who I assume is going to continue to yes. be around.
I do like that as well.
What do you have at number 4?
4 is where I put Kagurabachi.
Same.
You know, we liked it.
What do you have at number 3?
That's where I put Sakamoto Days. I just really liked a lot of the fight and the action in this, so.
3 is where I have Himeten. I really, really like this chapter. Mm-hmm. I really like how they emphasize... like, sort of the female fantasy of having this, like, fake husband boy around. It's yes. a real interesting bit of role reversal.
Yes.
That I just really appreciate. And I don't know how many female readers are reading this and how many of them have similar fantasies or appreciate that, or if I'm just projecting that on. But mm-hmm. I really like that bit. And I kind of like these two girls kind of bonding over their kind of crush over this boy.
Yes. And then it's my number 2. And I really like the bit where she's like, so are you crushing on him? She's like, yes. And no. Why? Because I'm cheering him on with, like, she doesn't say it, but she's like, because I'm cheering him on with this other girl that likes him and he likes, like, I can see it and I'm happy for them. But at the same time, I realize how much of a catch he is and it's hard.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have Hakutaku at number 2.
Gotcha.
Like I say, it really gave me the Bakuman vibes. I haven't been this excited about a new series in a long time. Mm-hmm. It will be canceled next week.
Yeah, that's... That's why I'm always worried about, like, man, I really love this series, which means, of course, it's going to be canceled.
And this is a weird one, too, right? Like, it's this one and Himeten are the ones we like, and
yep.
those aren't safe. Like, I think Ichi the Witch is probably pretty safe.
Probably.
With Jujutsu Kaisen leaving and Black Clover being gone
yeah.
and all this, right? It's got stuff that just, like, maybe I don't even think Kagurabachi has, frankly. But I think
yeah.
that's the series it has to worry about competition-wise. And there's definitely room for it and Kagurabachi.
Yeah, so. Especially because we've lost
so
My Hero. And
oh, I even, forgot we lost
My Hero. That was a big thing in the Miroboko thing. It was like, this is going to be the 3 series that ended together. It's like, no, we're going to be the 2 series that... Those are going to be the 2 legendary series that ended. And we're just going to be the one that got canceled. But no, I get you.
Blue box number 1.
Yep, because hot damn was that cute.
All right, then. Anything you want to say about Shonen Jump, Kevin?
Nope.
We read Haikyuu Volume 41, and we'll be back to talk about that after the break. So we read volume 41 of Haikyuu, and I want to say up front, there are some things I really liked about this volume.
Mm-hmm.
This is also the volume where it started to feel like the series we were reading week to week in Shonen Jump, where the art was kind of a mess and stuff was just happening. And, like, I had to keep looking at the action again and again to figure out what happened, and points kept going back and forth, and it comes to this abrupt end.
Yep. I still really like this compared to when we were reading it.
Yeah.
Because,
like, the Greatest Decoy line hits so much harder having read the entire series than it does coming at the end and be like, well, that's a weird thing he said.
Yeah. And then also the him getting sick and getting taken out of the game hits harder because I have been with him through his entire journey up to this point.
But, like, the random flashback to the coach, who needed that?
I do kind of like it because it's the, for me, it hit that moment of this was like the coach had specifically told him, like, you know, yeah, I'm going to help you, but there's no path forward. And, like, so he was this old man who was like, listen, I tried. There's no path forward. And then he not always.
Oh, no, I like that. I meant the coach of the other team. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. The bit about, like, oh, I thought, like, the thing about, like, I didn't need to tell him, like, his short was a disadvantage. He knew all along. Or that Tobiyama was the only reason he was good. He was good all along. That I liked a lot.
Okay. Okay. No. You meant the other coach.
Yeah.
That's fair. That is totally fair. That one. that one was so out of my mind. It didn't even register when you mentioned it. I was like, you didn't like that bit? I loved that bit.
I have five notes, and that's one of them is, gotcha. You know, I didn't need to tell him. I think that bit is great, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the bit I was talking about.
Yeah, I do kind of like the coach being like, I'm going to teach you three things. Serves, blocks, and mental fortitude. And I kind of like that where, you know, two of these skills you will be able to take with you through your volleyball career. The third one you will be able to use for the rest of your life. He doesn't actually say that, but the mental fortitude bit is actually a really nice thing to do for the kids just in general, you know, and I kind of like everyone being like, man, these guys are just so unflappable. And it's like, yep, that's kind of their whole thing. And that's a great skill to have. Serves, defense, all the athletic stuff is going to be useful, but eventually you're not going to be able to jump as high or hit as hard or do any of it. But that mental fortitude bit is going to be with you forever and will help you through everything.
The other bit I want to talk about is them taking out the kind of lead blocker and him having to sit on the bench for a little while before he goes back in. Because I kind of don't see the point of it is a weird thing to say. But when this game ends so abruptly, a lot of the stuff becomes like, okay, why did that happen? Why that was that important? There are lots of things that are like Hinata getting better and better, like that great high five he has with Tobiyama where he kind of miss it, like that hard, awkward high five everybody has had that gets these panels devoted to it is great. But like, I would really like to hear someone who thinks them taking the blocker out and putting him back in is important to defend that bit, because it feels kind of pointless when it doesn't contribute to the conclusion of the story at all. And like, maybe you can say it's foreshadowing to something happening to Hinata on a deeper level, them not noticing that with Hinata. Maybe you can say that, but I don't really think it vibes or is important.
I think it is important, at least a little bit, because he's been, I think it's important for him, because he's been the character that has just kind of been unflappable, and like, we just got him, we just had the thing with him, like, hey, actually jump as high as you can jump. But then we had the, like, because we just had that a couple of volumes ago, I think in the last game is when it started happening. So it's still that same day. I know it's been, you know, 100 chapters, but for them it's been like 6 hours.
Well, the other part I really, really liked is at the end when Hinata comes out and the setter from the like twin brother setter who really wants to play with Hinata and has kind of been backing him the entire time. It's like, goddamn, it took us and the cats and these seagulls to finally take him down.
Yep. But with the glasses guy, I really like the bit where he has that moment where he's exhausted and he's like, I'm not going to let him win. And so that one bit where it's Hinata ends up scoring, but they literally cut to every single attacker on that going, me.
I do like that.
And I think that bit for me hit harder with the blocker because he was involved in that, where normally he hasn't been in, like, he's done attacks and stuff, but he's never been the guy that's give me the ball. So I really liked that bit of, I'm exhausted, I'm at the end of my stamina, give me the ball anyway. Like, I can't let my team down, but he's not thinking He's not thinking, I can't let my team down. It's,
well, it's
give me
the thinking,
ball.
He's thinking, I can't let Hinata one up me.
Well, and he was thinking that, but at that moment, this was, give me the ball. I can do it. Let's go. And I really liked that bit. And having just that small human moment of, hey, man, you're starting to hit the end of your stamina. This is, they call it Hell Day for a reason. You've got two games. They've played, this is game five for them. Like, that's crazy. That's a lot of exercise during the day. So I really like them, that bit of him pushing through. So for me, I do like that bit of him getting pulled out. It's a little small thing that makes when he joins in on that attack of everybody going, give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball, hit just that little bit harder for me.
Yeah. I'm really interested to see what we think of the end of Haikyuu going through it, because we've been talking about endings a lot, obviously, yes, with Jujutsu Kaisen and My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. And I also thought Haikyuu's ending was weird, and I didn't have the context for it then. And I feel like him going to Brazil to play beach volleyball for a minute is going to be even weirder when I know everything, you know what I mean?
Yes, but I think the ending is going to hit a lot better.
We'll see. I'm very curious about it. We're coming up on it. But like I said, this is the volume like I've been talking about for like probably 10 volumes now. I know we're about caught up to where we were. I wonder if it's going to fall apart. And this is the first one where it felt like it kind of did to me. Although, okay, like we talked about, there are a bunch of incredible moments.
Yep.
But I have five notes of things that I wanted to talk about that were big things for this volume. And I usually have at least twice as many for Haikyuu.
That's fair.
Anything else you want to say about it?
Nope.
All right. We also mentioned Berserk this week, and we are going to read Berserk for the rest of the month because it's the spookiest manga we can think of. We are on volume 12 of Berserk, so we will start with that next week. Until then, our opening theme is Fighting Against One's Will by Midair Machine. Our closing theme is A Psychic Fistfight by Tom W. Emmerich. Other music on the show is by Spectacular Sound Productions, and our album art is by Kate Wind on DeviantArt. www.lastpodcast.com is our website. If you want to check out our past episodes on Haikyuu or Berserk, or check out my other podcasts, It's a Gundam or Last Time on Video Games, It's a Gundam should just be wrapped up with Witch from Mercury, depending on if those are getting posted. We're having some posting issues, but they're recorded, so they should be up soon. And we're about to start Gundam Seed Freedom, the movie sequel to a 25-year-old anime that is the most important thing in my life to me. So if you want to listen to that, you can. Anything you want to plug, Kevin?
Nope.
Have a great week, everybody. Gotta stop.